His final devotion is from 2 Corinthians 1, verse 20. For all the promises of God find their yes in him. That is why it is through him that we utter our amen to God for his glory. So it doesn't say everything is yes with God. It said all his promises. All the promises of God find their yes in him. Think about that. You know. We understand improving our attitude comes from that. The promise of God. It's not in our ability. It's not in our desires. It's not in any of those things. It's what God promised he can accomplish. He can say yes. But we'll have challenges. We'll have times when we're forced to grow. We'll have victories. We'll have losses. But we'll grow. God will turn things around. He's interested in my welfare. So just kind of wrap it up how it fits. You know that what's meant for evil, God can use for good. That surely in goodness will follow us. That we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. These are encouragements to take. That God has taken up our cause. And he will redeem our life. That we know the plans. God knows the plans he has for our welfare. For our hope and for our future. That all things work together for the good. That God works all things for the good. For those who love him and those who are called according to his purpose. God's the one that does that, not us. It's not our conniving. Our perspective that makes things work. It's seeing things as God sees them. We are more than conquerors. Through him that loved us. Not on our own power again, but on Christ. And finally, all the promises of God find their yes in him. They're fulfilled in Christ. God said, this is what I'm going to do, and he does. So if you need a better perspective, think on these verses. Take a look at all that God has given you, and await the next glory.
There you go.